Didn't I say that? What?
Our best. Welcome to season 5, episode 10 of the Dunna Say That What podcast. This week, sponsored by your dad's new side piece. Joining me. Joining me this week.
It's a bit
week.
Close to home, Nick. She ain't new now.
That was completely organic. It wasn't aimed at anyone.
No. No
veils.
But it was. You didn't mean it to be, but it was.
As always, I'm joined by Dan Biles, producer Nick, and the inflexible Rob Biles.
Oh, I'm no longer
back
disgraced.
Back to normal this week.
Where's the tasty gun?
I'm still here.
It's been rotated off the menu.
My name's been cleared. I'm over the moon with that. I think it's because I used good judgment this week, as you'll find out later.
When's the McRib coming back, Dan? You're my number one news asset on the McRib. I'd never had one until I went to Bulgaria or Hungary. Even.
Hungary.
I was, yes, by the McRib.
Fine, thanks. One of my lasting memories of that trip to Hungary was absolutely blind drunk, hanging out the back of a taxi, shouting at the poor woman on the drive-through, going, "McRib! Rib meat!" And she having absolutely no clue what it was because it weren't on the menu.
Are you aware of her economic status? They're all poor women.
What the fuck's going on?
Time for some sly news as always. Shorter, not much news this week.
No, we make up for it with other shite later. But
we have, yeah, we've bookended it at the back. Stay tuned.
Right. Chris Packham confirms the pink fleshy bits in between shark teeth for slow swimmers.
Dad receiving 70th birthday card from his daughter thinks just one would have done.
Podcast guests approached via the Meggle, not followed up on account of host not known to look like nonces.
Sorry.
Lionel Messi and John Tickle set to star in a live-action Mr. Men movie.
Basic bitch sangria than ever. That fruit. Basic bitch sangria.
Should
than,
be a comma.
Oh, basic bitch sangria than ever that fruit. No, it still doesn't work. Fruit and lemonade were added to her red wine.
What the fuck?
It works.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Basic bitch.
She's a basic bitch. She's sangrier than ever.
Sangrier than ever.
I shouldn't have had capital space, should
yeah.
I?
We need to yeah, like emphasis.
I mean, let's not pick apart anyone's jokes.
Essex man who drills holes for water has quit because it was well boring.
Telford Tigers are happy to announce the re-signing of left winger Jeremy Beadle for the 2023-24 season. Coach Tom Watkins told Facewash Monthly that the decision was easy, especially considering the number of uneven-handed goals he scored.
Man who swallowed a bag of synonyms says it gave him thesaurus throat he's ever experienced.
Ignore that one.
But no, I'll see if I can do it.
Is it any better?
You know how to pronounce it now.
Bitch, sangrier than ever, that fruit and lemonade were added to her red wine.
Good job.
Yeah, it's good.
Jamaican yoga instructor has teamed up with Jerry Bruckheimer to film Pilates of the Caribbean.
Shropshire husband tells S&M periodical Bear and Bound magazine that his sometimes wakes up. Fucking, this is a shit show this week.
It's because Rob didn't write any. Many,
yeah. Fucking, have we still got that fucking 14-year-old girl's number? She writes some better shit than this. Normally it's me. Bear in mind that he sometimes wakes up grumpy, but other times he lets her sleep in.
Right. That was shit.
Where's this week. That was it.
Do you want to unpack any, or is it
best
to move
on? Sangria?
I think what we need to agree is that Nick should proofread him a bit better.
Hey, no.
if he's not doing that, what is he doing in his producer role?
He's building the backgrounds for our Trello, which I think is time better spent.
And the drops, come on. Wait for this next one.
this week we've got Dave Diggler at the Molyneux with his leaf blower.
we'll bang that on the socials.
I like how low resolution the entire Molyneux is in this picture.
And how even more low resolution Dave is.
8-bit and 16-bit.
It looks like he's on a fucking Atari.
Yes, not long enough.
That's what she said.
You can have this bit.
So me and Dan were sat in the Chinese earlier.
He was fuming.
Big fella.
He said, "Get no." We won't do
it. and we thought it'd just be a really good idea to make a start on our quiz show bit.
Yeah, eloquently put, Nick.
Yeah, I couldn't.
This has been a very well thought through piece, I can tell.
We obviously had a space for a feature this week, and 10, 11 weeks ago now, we sat down and went through a load of quiz shows that we could crudely rename to make into features. So this is the first of fucking 40 odd that we come up with.
Absolutely. So the premise of this one is quiz show hosts that you'd absolutely rip your cock off over, basically.
It's also quite poignant because Rip Lily Savage.
Yeah.
Rip. Yeah. I've got some questions that hopefully you're able to answer as we go down, just looking at the list, but I'm sure we'll come on to them in turn.
Well, it depends if you fancy them or not. As to whether you'll come on to them.
It's a yes to all.
Okay, so the first person, Simon Amstel, host of Buzzcocks.
You mean Toby Anstis?
The helmet turned blue.
Is that Otis the Aardvark? Are you pleased to see me?
Amstel, yeah, I'd do my beans on Amstel.
Nick was of the opinion that he'd allow it. Nick was like, he's quite a feminine looking guy.
You know, nice complexion. Not afterwards, but.
Like a plasterer's radio afterwards.
Shit beer, though, isn't it?
Simon.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do my beans over Amstel.
Out of respect, because fucking he was amazing on Pop World.
No, just not Puff.
And we
fuck Kevin Bourne.
Whoa! I haven't said my shit bit yet. Hang on, keep your finger on the button. We also need to repair our reputation with the Jewish community, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, another community.
Maybe it'd be less anti-Semitic if I did bum him. So
potentially,
yeah, think about this.
We
don't hate Jewish people. We just don't like Alan Sugar.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay, Naga Manchetti.
Naga.
What quiz show is Naga on?
She's not, she's just a TV host.
Are you for fuck? we're the second one in and he's already broken.
Because these were my questions and I thought, I mean, she might be daytime telly, but.
Yeah, she's going to have one of them things like fucking Tenable or that shite. I'm not doing my beans over that little cunt.
Who's on that?
Warwick Davis, you're drowning.
I would on Naga. Again, great complexion.
Yeah, I would on Naga, not on Warwick Davis. He'd be on Ewokity Wank, wouldn't he?
in a
quiz.
In a break from my previous stance, I would do my beans over Charlie State.
It's how he keeps his hair so pristine.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Richard Osman's a surprise omission from this list.
It'd be hard to get. I tried to book Richard Osman this week, actually.
For this?
Not for this, no.
Was he too busy doing, like, league tables for biscuits or something?
He's
on Twitter?
£25,000 for a public appearance.
Fucking hell.
Plus. He has to be tempted out.
What, coaxed,
surely the 25,000 tempting enough.
Hobnobs, just like to trailer hobnobs to the venue.
Hot knobs, he prefers.
So is this for like a work? Is it like the one that you had the guy from Phoenix Nights?
Yeah, yeah. So we're a month away, and our previous booked host is no longer available. So
can you disclose who that is?
Yeah, it's Paul Sinner.
Oh, right.
He shook this one off.
That's the whole purpose of this fucking list, isn't it?
Dale Winton.
Now. Well, then.
Well, whatever floats your boat.
Your skin boat. Nah, not Dale.
You couldn't do it to Dale.
I'd go wide in his aisle.
Probably already pretty wide.
Stick a pound in his trolley.
I don't think we need
He married anymore. Melinda Messenger, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was it Melinda Messenger? Or Nell McAndrew?
This Wikipedia it.
I think it's Nell McAndrew.
There might still be some porn on that. on that iPad, to be fair.
When were you looking at porn on it?
Shock horror. The iPad on Rob and Nick's side is full of porn.
He meant to put Pepsi in, but accidentally typed Desi.
Peebus.
Pov.
This is good audio, though.
Shall we talk about Noel Edmonds?
Go for it. Noel Edmonds. Come back to us, Rob.
Noel Edmonds is a cunt. I'd come on him out of spite.
I'd get it in his eye, and I'd have eaten some of the nastiest shit possible.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. It was Nell McAndrew.
Good knowledge.
I know all the gays were married to. Was Elton John with Kiki D, allegedly, at one point?
Yeah, yeah, wasn't it?
Which the
and
the
he
fucking
did go breaking her heart.
The fucking keep fit bitch downstairs turned Elton John off when we were on our way out.
Well, she's female.
She fucks her feet all day as well.
No, not her.
Oh, okay.
I'd come on Noel to piss him off and then just tell him to think positively to get rid of all the badness in his life.
Would you do it in the back of his taxi, like fake taxi?
No, I'd rather gunge on his crinkly bottom.
Are you crazy, bro?
My guy.
Good.
Charlie Dimmock.
Ginger,
what
yes.
quiz show was Charlie?
Yeah, well,
on?
I was kind of just thinking TV hosts, to be perfect.
She didn't
honest.
Even host, she was gardener on Ground Force, for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
and
but
she played for Arsenal, scored an FA Cup final.
She's just got them big old.
Well, big old titties. They're even bigger now because she's
big old everything now.
Yes. No, Tommy Walsh, yes. I'd love a titch marsh wank.
What about Handy Andy? Do you reckon he's Handy Nandy by name? Handy Andy by
name. He was wrong, wasn't he? Andy Andy.
Was he?
Wasn't he convicted?
Let's Wikipedia him. This is no, where we got the tablets. They're paying dividends. Thanks to Diggler's Barking Glass for the sponsorship.
Isn't it funny, right, that Rob's been speaking to the lawyers this week and they're threatening to come on and censor us in person. So he's now fact-checking all of our allegations. You fucking coward, mate.
There's nothing on his Wikipedia about it. Because normally there'd be like a tab at the side where it would be like legal issues.
Out of him and the Craig, which one do you prefer?
I like Craig.
Local.
Oh, was he the long haired chap?
The Craig?
Yeah.
Off
Is the Scouse guy from Newport. He won the first series.
He was locked in Avid's cupboard.
Come on, Avid, let me
Craig
out.
Craig
Benson I don't Phillips.
Remember. Yeah.
No, I don't
remember. He was the first Big Brother winner. The Nasty Nick.
That's it, yeah.
Nasty producer Nick.
Yeah.
He won the money and gave it to a girl, didn't he?
Yeah. Like,
learning difficulties.
Yeah. Fair play.
And then she spent it all. Fucking silly cow. Yeah.
Just dribbled it all away.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
See you next week, lads.
You know it's in ill taste if Kev has to turn away from the mic after he said it.
Jesus.
Fucking hell.
Okay. Michael Parkinson.
Do you reckon when you fucked him, he'd give you a free Parker pen for signing
up? I hope so. I hope so.
If so, yes.
He'd be able to sign your cock then, wouldn't he?
Have a nice cup of Yorkshire tea with him afterwards, because he's quite
famous. From Yorkshire.
Quite famously from Lancashire.
He owns a pub as well, I think.
Does he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
I wouldn't fuck him.
That's Wikipedia, it.
I don't think he's going to sue us for saying he owns a pub. Oh,
this yeah, isn't the if he doesn't.
Oh, so this isn't the nickname of the guy who was in Back to the Future, then?
Fuck hell. Well, no, I was thinking that you wouldn't have to do the wanking yourself of Parkinson. Just pop it in his hand and he'll do it yourself.
Jesus Christ, that's three Parkinson's jokes. Tally him, keep it tally. Yeah,
that's the episode title.
If he didn't have it before, he definitely would after. Denise Van Outen.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Beans. Yeah. 90s Van Outen, not now.
Yeah, yeah, not
now. Even now. Yeah, because she's still... that's still the same person as 90s Van Outen.
All right.
You were there, man.
Still beautiful inside.
No, say anymore.
Like a ripped out fireplace.
Like a fucking smashed lasagna.
Like a fucking dying man's handshake.
Like a fucking busted kebab. Jeremy Paxman. We've got, just to point out, we have got a Diggler's dozen here. We've got eight.
Is it de facto now?
Anything other than a dozen.
I didn't realise that was his first name, to be honest. I knew he chased the ghost rounds the maze, but I didn't realise. But yeah, I'd fuck him. As long as he like didn't close his mouth. Looks a bit sharp.
Just throat fucking Batman.
That's another episode. Take your pick this week.
It's like he's eating little drops of semen as well in the game, isn't it?
If that's shit.
Nah, it's Ms. Pac-Man because she's a slut.
Oh, you're on about I thought you were on about like fucking university challenge.
Who's that?
Pac-Man.
Ah! There's that question on there that I'll never forget where like it's like bell ringers. He says like five different things is a name for a group of like what type of people, and the guy buzzing goes homosexuals. Oh, yeah. Bell ringers, like maple dancers or something. He's like, it's collective term homosexuals.
Can you find it, Rob?
I'm sure I'd save that somewhere.
If there's anything I know about Kev, it's his archive's extensive.
Absolutely.
And it's from the vault.
It's very well indexed.
Yeah, he is like internet archive, isn't it?
Every now and again, Jack will say, have you still got that picture of Dan from like when he was in the smoke in 2000? I'll be like, yeah, mate, just give me 2 minutes. Dan Vaughan, smoke. Get the filters up.
Kev would have made an excellent librarian, like that woman in the obituary last week. Turn it up.
We're possibly going to get an advert.
No, oh, fuck's sake. They better give us some ad rev for this, you know.
I also like it when he gets a bit fruity.
A Muller fridge advert to
with
begin
the old politicians as well on the old politics shows. He always gives them a good run for their money.
He gives a lot of shit, doesn't he?
He's a proper right wing nut job, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
So on that basis, I'd wank on him just because he'd absolutely detest it.
You just stack him on Noel and then just do the pair at once.
He jumps
turn him into an Oreo.
Toast,
he does.
Mongers, cherry pickers, Bob's own, the Emperor's chambermaids, and the immortals are or have been used for which groups of men? You Miss Bright, homosexual?
You Miss Bright, was okay.
The immortals. Shall we refer to homosexuals as the immortals from now on?
Yeah, we wouldn't have to horn it then either.
They love horning it. Cheers. I enjoyed that. What have we got a tease for next week, or are you gonna?
Yeah, what quiz are we gonna do next?
Let's have a look, shall we?
I can't even remember.
Let's take our pick tonight.
Is there gonna be an uneven theme?
We could do it as a poll, but there's only us who votes. We might as well just you know, merchandise on air. Yeah.
Snatch phrase. Fantastic.
Call my puff.
Yeah.
Call my immortal.
Is this where we try and out people that we think might be closeted?
No, we can just rate them.
Or we give them a ring. the most gay person in your phone, you've got to give a ring, or we'll just put them all together in the middle and just see if they'll have a conversation.
Oh, wig break is a good one.
Wig break. That's quite topical after the snooker incident this week.
Ah, yeah.
Let's do wig break next week then. All the best trying to think of a concept for it, Nick.
Crap.
We just go top queer.
I'm looking forward to Anne Queef's roadshow.
And the penetration game.
Nick's trying to get in shape for his wedding, so the £1 million drop will be good.
Actually, if we get the Omegle girl on, kids say the most incriminating things. We could get her on to say that.
She probably will be, yeah. We'll wait till we've got our lawyer on that week.
What's your email address, Dan? Shall I just get her to email you?
Nope.
Yeah, it's dan@65.
Write us a letter.
Fuck off.
That needs a stamp. They're from the 90s.
It's like a text, but on paper.
To 65 Upper Road, Madeley.
It's Chris Barnett's
rant.
Chris Barnett's
rant of the week.
Chris Barnett. Yeah.
So this week, Chris has had a bad week at the Peterborough Herald. Oh, no, he's told me it's not the Peterborough Herald. No, the Herald doesn't exist. It's a Peterborough Evening Standard, I think he said.
Got you.
Probably a bad racist week. Paper, that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, definitely a Tory paper, that.
I bet it's like fucking old English font on the top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. 100%. And cricket is always on the front page.
Google it.
Yeah, we don't want them coming after us.
So Chris didn't have a joke for us this week, so he just wanted to have a bit of rant about work. So this is Chris's rant of the week.
Evening, boys. I haven't got a joke this week, I'm afraid. I've had a bit of a bad week. Ooh. I'm a current employer, the Evening Telegraph. My manager demands perfection, but is the most flawed being in existence. I told my manager to go jump in a lake, but he'd probably delegate that task to me. It's very obvious that my recent accomplishments at work have gone largely unnoticed, probably because I don't have a vagina and tits, or that I'm black. Does anyone else feel that way at work? Just on the last note, Kenny Oakes, a prick.
We need to blur the name as well.
We'll horn that name.
Fucking hell.
Although he might be right because he's pronounced it wrong, but yeah, we need to horn the name.
I could tell he was angry because he spoke a lot quicker this week.
Yeah, I think I must have had him on +2 speed.
What are we giving it, boys?
6 out of 10 for me, that one.
That was good.
Good joke.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah. Yeah. 8. Because it's just better than his jokes.
I was going to give it a 2, but because it was on 1.5 speed, I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, yeah. It's one action.
Yeah.
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 So we'll average that out, shall we?
About 5.5, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Top of the rant.
New winner.
That's the best joke we've had. Cheers. If Chris is still in a job, we'll have another one next week.
Even if he's not.
Well, yeah, ideally if he isn't.
Still got a job here, haven't you, Chris?
He has, yeah. And he'll also be part of the new amusement park drinks empire. More on that later.
Watch this space.
Trigger of the week.
Right then, time to hear what's been grinding your fucking ring pieces this week, boys.
I put mine in the Trello so I remembered them. I've actually prepped. So me and Kev went to watch the Telford Tigers 2 team play in their later cup final or whatever it was called. And I'd like to slate ice hockey chants, which I'm not going to face any contest here, I don't think. Cause
not at all. Anybody that's been to hockey, unless you're one of the cunts that doesn't understand how syllables work.
So what reminded me of how bad, I haven't been to the hockey since becoming a father. I used to go every week. And it's amplified when you've not been there for that long. But there was a cunt with a drum that does this beat. And then they go, let's go. Tigers.
However,
they never keep time and they all sound like cunts when they're shouting it.
And they generally are a bit special though, aren't they?
There does seem a heightened amount of spackers that go to the hockey.
I think there's an element of that in local sport because there's a lot of spackers that go to watch Telford football team as well. But yeah, it must be like they're cut there. The temperature keeps them like they're
calm. Stops them from spazzing out.
But it was so shit.
What's the standard like at that level?
It's all right. There's some ballers or puckers.
mother puckers.
Some mother puckers.
They puck hard, some of them.
Some of them you can tell are decent, and then there's quite a gulf between the decent ones and the bad ones.
I was just seeing if this was the song. That song that you said...
fucking clap clap song.
The woo just, out of time.
Just search clap clap song. You'll get it.
I don't know if I want to search clap clap again.
Not I'll do it on here because this is already riddled.
Clap clap cream. I mean song.
Not after you got it cleared up.
The clap clap song by the Claxons.
Fair use. Because we'll review this.
Sounds like the Stepdance or something.
Awful. I was telling Kev while they were doing this about when you used to come with me, would just do the woos completely out of time.
Either too early or too late.
At the absolute top of your fucking lungs.
It's the same as when we've been to Wembley to watch the NFL, and around the fourth quarter as people start to tire, the Mexican wave does the round and you hear it building around. Oh, and I'll start that when it's on the other side of the ground. Just going, oh, 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 and then not stand up or throw my arms when it comes round. I'm not going to bother this silliness. It's frightfully daft.
Rob builds a wall against the Mexican wave.
You know Barnsley, don't you? Barnsley almost got kicked out of an England game for that once. He went, there was a guy next to him. There was all this like families around him and they're all doing the Mexican wave and he's just sat there because he's just, you know, he's against all this modern football rubbish.
And
the one guy's like, oh, get involved, mate. And he's like, if I wanted to do a fucking Mexican wave, I'd go to a fucking tapas bar, you cunt. And it's about fucking 10 kids. Straight on the old, if you expect any...
experience any... Yeah.
Any behaviour, text behavior, this. Yeah. A couple of stewards down. Yeah. So I'm slating Mexican waves of football. That's just... I forgot to prepare one and hockey was probably the one I'd have gone for.
Yeah. And I think I'll probably slate tapas restaurants.
Nah, get the fuck.
Nah, like,
the portions aren't big enough.
Yeah, his fingers are too clumsy to pick stuff up.
Can't get in the bowls.
Nah, I do like a bit of tapas.
Has anyone tapped ass lately?
Nope.
We'll slate that as well.
I'm all right.
Lucy, bitch. love you, really.
Are you crazy, bro?
Thanks, Rob.
Producer Rob.
Oh, show us your plug hole.
Nice.
That was a live drop. Save What's it. In the plug hole this week, then?
So, on the flip side of ice hockey chants being shit, I'm going to plug Tigers 2 player James Smith and his shithousery, who, after having a lovely little bit of play to assist a goal, then stood in front of a Hull Jets player with both arms aloft, just in front of him. Absolute shit. He didn't even score the goal.
he spent about 2 hours chopsing, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just in front of the benches, giving it the fucking hand.
Is it boarded though?
Eh?
His loft, is it boarded?
he didn't get a penalty for boarding, no. Which actually, Kev teased an idea for a bit while we were there.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and run American sport penalties past Nick to see if he can work out whether they're real
now.
Or not. Well, not now. We could prep.
Yeah, we could. It'll take us two minutes.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Can we use that French drop just for this feature? Even though it doesn't fit.
Let's use it here.
Hockey.
We can have a little bit of.
I'll give us a rundown on the. Yeah.
Bonjour.
We'll do it in the next bit. Similar to James Smith's shithousery, there was a Hull Jets player hoyed the net across the ice after conceding a shorthanded goal, which I also enjoyed.
Like Jeremy Beadle?
Small-handed goal.
That was when that joke was written. No word of a lie. I got my phone out. I got one for the.
He did. He told me there and then. I've
had no inspiration come across my path this past week. But yeah, usually it's watching telly and something happens, going, "Oh, there's a joke there," or overhearing a conversation, "Oh, there's a joke there." Yeah, short-handed.
Any more?
I just want to remind everybody of our Just Giving, because we're still only £12 away from our target. That's £15 cheaper than joining the Masons.
15.50.
He knows. Yes, if you can go to www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Dunner-say-that-what and get us the money so we can register Diggler's Bargain Blowers.
We could have that as one of the umbrella corps, couldn't we?
It could be, yeah.
It'd be good.
Yeah. Anything else, boys?
Nothing from me.
No.
Spoiler alert with William Baskerville has been put on hold for the time being because Will hasn't watched any films and he's a complete melt.
Bell end.
Like hoofed mammals, boys. Eeyore?
Donkey?
Everyone loves ass. Do yourselves a favour and visit www.ultradonkey.com.
Click on it. I'm glad double that swerve that was.
I'm glad you found a non-tube. Thanks.
Ultra Donkey, who comes up with these?
I don't know, and I refuse to click on it to find out what's on there.
Out of curiosity.
You refuse to. Kev's on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what Donkey Chew brings up.
Oh, God.
Don't, because that'll steal one from our future usage.
It's all right.
Donkey.
Kev's taking
it. It's a silly website.
Got a face like a fucking horse, hasn't she?
Let's have a look. Oh, fucking her face will go on.
These iPads are good, didn't they?
Thanks once again to our technical sponsor, Donkey Tube. No, they're not a technical sponsor. I'm typing. Let's have a look.
Donkey Tube, it's loading.
Can't I verify? It's thinking about it. Oh,
fuck off, man.
Oh, it's for sale.
It's for sale.
DonkeyTube.com. It's for sale if anyone wants it.
Listed by Dave Smith here.
Yeah.
Also, domain seller. Sorry. Same initials.
Anything else, or is are we
just having a look what's on ultradonkey.com, because I refused to earlier, but now we're on the Wi-Fi here.
That's amazing.
That looks like a class website. Some animated.
Yeah,
dogs,
so it's a donkey who's flying, and he's carrying a semi-naked woman. She's got a shirt on open with her boobies out.
Isn't that like a centaur?
And he's carrying a. She's hanging onto his cock.
But he's also dressed like Banana Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, with the size of that cock, I suppose. Active, yeah.
It just seems like it's an aggregator site, which has given me another
erection.
I was going to say it. Another 20 potential future bits. Mommy fucks me. Pussy destroyer.
Jesus Christ.
That's horny 80, bitches.
17 left.
Shamale cams.
Nope.
Didn't she used to present the weather on ITV?
Nah, she was the ISIS bride. Sure.
No, she manages England women. Shit, well, this one's getting banned.
You'll be hearing from my attorney.
Yeah, it'll be on next week.
Neil or no Neil, still on hold, folks. I know it's not ideal, or is ideal. It's ideal or no
Neil,
ideal.
I Neil.
Just a quick update on the league table, because I know you're desperate to know who's doing what and where. So at the moment, we've got Nick still top of the table with none played and no points. I'm second with none played and no points. Dan, third with one played and one dubious point that's still being reviewed.
Off.
And Kev up the bottom with one played and no points because of a fail to spell because of that cunt.
At this point, I've had it up to here with a knob.
Yeah, just, they're outrageous. But you shouldn't have fucking cheated.
I didn't cheat. I don't know the cunt.
You've got his number in your phone.
Yeah, I don't mean I know him.
Neil, my friend.
It's actually my friend Neil, but...
Got him!
In lieu of a random Neil or no Neil, we've obviously got an opening for something or no something. So, as we alluded to just, we're going to do American sports penalties or no American sports penalties.
Real or no real.
Okay. So, these could be penalties from American football, ice hockey, basketball or baseball. You might have to get...
Leave that in. So this was the finest thing that we've ever recorded on this podcast. This would have been our Sony Award, unfortunately. And I'm not going to blame Nick for this, but he is the producer, so he is almost responsible.
Bearing the brunt. And it was 20 minutes of bullying
for keeping an eye. That's why he's cut it, fucking spacebar elbow prick. But no, M Audio has screwed us over. And unlike the other week where we had the energy to go back and re-record, we cannot be fucked this week. So you just have to take our word for it that actually there was some absolute gold in there. Just some examples. We were... making up some sport. Well, we didn't make up any sports rules. They're all real sports rules that we equated to Nick and his family and just being abusive and offensive. So just
very abusive.
Pretend what it was and have a bit of fun. I think Kev's just Googled something to
throw in. just things like boarding was what Nick had to pay when he went away to school and
charging the mound,
contact to the head. Which is a follow-up to your one, Rob, about...
Foreign object up to the balls.
and what was that one again?
Nick's dad now, because he's got an Indian lady. But that was just some of the gold that you're missing out on, so you just have to pretend. Have a Google, have a look at some rules of American sports.
It's stopped recording, I'm joking.
Yeah.
It's got you all!
Motherfucker. So just pretend how funny that was. Google some rules, think of some jokes, and if they were as good as what we've had, then submit them to us and we'll rate them next week.
Also, the GoFundMe that Rob previously mentioned has now increased to £149 plus £12.50. Because we need to buy a new audio interface.
Do the maths yourself.
Are we disclaiming this one as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of other shows. No.
So that drop can mean only one thing, and it's other shite, which also never recorded this week. And there were 26 items in there. So I recommend that you hit us up on the socials, have a look through, look at the funny pictures that we've just described without the jokes or the nonsense or the malarkey that we like to throw into that.
You'll probably enjoy it more.
Yeah. Just do your own thing. Or don't. It's entirely up to you. It's 2023. We're not here to tell anybody what to do. So fuck off and we'll see you next week. We won't be seeing you, but...
Didn't I say that what?
The interface we use is called the M-Track Quad, and we haven't had quads go this bad since Kevin Nash.
Or Vince.
Or ruffians around Lawley.